Hello, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. And I thank you for joining us. It is June 2015. If you have listened to my blog radio show in the past, you know we talk about a few different topics, but we mainly focus on HUD homes, and we talk about who can buy a HUD home, owner-occupants versus investors, investing in HUD homes, and we also do some broadcasts for agents and lenders as well. Well, today's show is going to be a little bit different. We are going to talk about being a first-time home buyer in today's market. So this is going to be really good information for you if you're thinking about buying a home, wondering if you can buy a home, and just really wondering what that whole process sort of looks like and what types of things that a lender takes into consideration. And then, of course, we're going to talk about why you should consider purchasing a HUD home as well, because I always like to include that with our messages that we do, because we do specialize in HUD homes. So again, my name is Julie Cayley. I'm the broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located at 920 West 18th Street here in Merced. Our phone number is 209-385-1200. And our website is www.mercedhomesrealty.com. And you can reach us via email through our website as well. Or my email address, which is Julie Cayley, that's J-U-L-I-E-K-A-L-E-Y, at yahoo.com. So in my office, I'm the broker owner, and I'm what we call a working broker, meaning I handle listings and buyers as well, in addition to managing the office and the agents. And we actually have a few buyer's agents as well. So if you're in the market to buy a home, whether it's your first home or a move-up buyer, we're certainly able to help you with that as well. So getting back to today's topic of first-time home buyers, so I'd like to start with buying or owning a home is often called the American dream. It's something that for a lot of years people have strived to achieve, and it's something that holds a lot of emotional things for people. So a sense of accomplishment, a part of a community, that type of thing. So it's important to remember that when you buy a home, it's probably going to be the biggest financial decision of your life. So it's something that you want to go into with a plan and research and being well thought out. And, of course, making sure that the payments are something that you can afford as well. So what are some of the advantages of owning a home or buying a home? Well, some of the really great advantages that we hear about all the time are you've got greater privacy. You don't have your landlord or property management company inspecting the property on a regular basis because you're the owner. Typically, over time, home values have increased. Now, of course, we just went through a time frame here in the last decade where we saw a big crash in the housing market. But if you look historically over time, home prices typically increase or rise in value. Another great advantage of being a homeowner is that your costs are fairly predictable and more stable than renting, because ideally they're based on a fixed rate mortgage, meaning that you should have a fairly certain idea on a monthly basis of what your mortgage payment is going to be. Now, it might fluctuate a little bit year to year if your insurance costs rise or your property tax costs rise or decrease, but in general, you should know what that payment is going to be every month, and unlike a rental, it typically is not going to go up every year or every time you renew your term. So that's just something else to consider as well. Some other advantages are that the interest and property tax portion of your mortgage payment is a tax deduction. So that's an important advantage as well, and you hear people talk about that being as a write-off, and that's what they mean by that it's deductible. And then finally, there's pride in home ownership, and a lot of times it really gives somebody a sense of community. Belonging to a community, belonging to a certain neighborhood, belonging to a certain area of town, something like that. So that could be an important sense of accomplishment. for somebody as to live in a neighborhood or community that they feel a part of, or perhaps they move into a community and they become part of that community and part of the neighborhood and really have a sense of pride in that. So those are all some good reasons or advantages to being a homeowner. And, of course, your family, you or yourself or your family, typically you need somewhere to live. So those are the reasons of why it might be important or advantages to buying a HUD home. And I also want to talk about why right now is a really good time to buy a home. So that's a question that we get a lot. Is now a good time? Should I have bought my home last year? Should I wait till next year? What's happening with interest rates? These are all things that come up in conversation on a daily basis. So economists in general and realtors and the whole real estate community feel like 2015 is a really good time to buy a house. And one of the main reasons why is the interest rates. So the economy has been improving, and the interest rates are not going to be low forever. But right now, they are still low. So with a lower interest rate, it allows you to buy more for your money, and it allows you to keep that payment at a more affordable rate, a lesser payment because the interest rate is lower. So that's an important advantage as well. We are expecting or predicting that interest rates will go up sometime in the future. There's been speculation that they're going to go up the middle of this year. Well, we're at the middle of the year, and we've seen a little bit of an uptick, but they're still generally low. So now people are sort of predicting that they'll rise at the end of the year. We don't really know, but we know that they're most likely going to go up and not down because they've been historically low for a great number of years. Another great reason to buy a house this year is that the economic conditions are good in the United States. There's economic growth. Gas prices are down. This helps people have more money in their pocket. And the economy seems to be making a nice recovery. So jobs are a little bit more stable. Unemployment is down. Those types of economic indicators for the community as a whole, the nation as a whole, and hopefully you and your family give people the confidence to buy as well. Another great reason is that home values are rising. Okay, so prices have increased probably a good 10% in our area from about a year or two ago. The prediction is with the continued recovery of the economy that home values will continue to rise. So if you're concerned about that, you might want to think about getting in now before the prices get even higher. Another great reason to buy this year is that in addition to home prices being on the rise, rent prices are on the rise as well. So in a lot of markets, it is still cheaper to own than it is to rent. So that's something that you need to look at in your market. If you're paying a good size amount of money for rent, it might be a more viable option for you to own a home. Or if you're paying reasonable rent now, you need to look at the trends in your area to see where that rent will be in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now, so you can get a good gauge if this is the right time for you. And then, of course, the pride of ownership. Owning a home gives you equity in the property. You can build equity as you continue to make payments. A lot of people think of their home as an investment, so that later on down the road you can cash it out, or you can move it to another property, or you can stay there, you know, forever. So there's a lot of pride in owning that home and making those payments and building equity for yourself and your family. So those are some good reasons to buy in 2015 in today's current environment. And what does the overall home buying process look like? That's another question that we get. We get a lot of calls, and people just they don't really know where to start when they're looking for a home. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. So I'll kind of break it down for you in several different steps. So step one, is start doing your research pretty early on. So you can go online and you can look at different websites, newspapers, magazines, wherever they have real estate listings, and you can start taking a look at homes that you're interested in. You can see how long they stay on the market. You can look and see what the pricing trends are in that area. Are people reducing the prices? Are they flying off the market? Are there multiple offers, et cetera? So you can kind of get a feel for the market in your area. Because remember, everybody's market is what we call local. Real estate is local to each individual area. So just because, you know, real estate may be hot in San Francisco doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the same real estate conditions here in Merced. Or just because things are a certain way in Merced doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be that same way in Modesto or Stockton or whatever market you happen to be considering. So it's important to look at that as well because, again, it is going to be local to your specific market. Step number two is to take a look at how much you can afford. So lenders generally recommend that people look for homes that cost no more than 3 to 5 times their annual household income if the buyer plans to put down 20% and has a moderate amount of other debt. So other by other debt, we mean any other payments that you might have, whether that be a car payment, student loan payment, credit card payment, personal loan payment, et cetera. That would be important to know as well. The main step that you need to do here is you can go online and check some affordability calculators, put in some prices, some different down payments, et cetera, and see what you think as far as what price point you feel comfortable with. And then that leads you right into step number three, which is getting pre-qualified and pre-approved for your mortgage. And that's when you actually sit down with the lender. You have to bring them your financial documents, your W-2s, paychecks, bank account statements, et cetera, so they can take a look at your situation as a whole. They'll run your credit. They'll talk to you about any questions that they might have. And then they'll give you an idea, a pretty good idea of what price range you're approved to, what those payments look like, how much money you need to come in with. And then if for some reason you're not able to qualify at this time, a good lender will also work with you to let you know what exactly you need in order to get there. So do you need to work on certain credit issues? Do you need to save more money for a down payment? Do you need to pay off a specific bill before you can get pre-qualified? So that's where a lender can sit down and really coach you and let you know in order to qualify for a loan, okay? And then that way, when you go out shopping, which leads you to step number four, finding the right realtor, when you go out shopping for a property, you've already got that pre-approval or that pre-qualification in hand, okay? And so that you're able to actually make an offer on a home that's in your price range when you see it so you don't get beat out with any other people. So how do you find the right realtor? So a lot of people like to work by referral. So ask friends and family or somebody that you know and trust who that they have used in the past, and they can give you some names and numbers of some local realtors. And then you can start interviewing them and see who you feel like will be a good fit for your personality. Once you've selected a realtor, you're ready to start looking at homes. So you can start shopping for your home and begin making offer or an offers on homes that you like. Once you get the home that you like into with an accepted offer, we call that an escrow process. And then from there, the shift sort of takes place from the preparing to buy, looking to buy, finding the right home, to actually the escrow process regarding that particular home. And that typically starts with you doing inspections. So you can get a home inspection, a pest inspection, a roof inspection, any type of inspection that you have a concern with. And at that same time, your lender is going to be ordering an appraisal to make sure that the home's value is supported by comparables, et cetera. And then the paper will be all coordinated with the title and escrow company, and then hopefully that will result in a successful sale for you or a close of the home, and then you get to get your keys and move in, which, of course, is the most exciting and important part for you as a buyer, that you could start to realize your dreams of home ownership. So that's really an important thing, that process to go through, so that concludes in the way that you would like it to. So where can you find homes? Well, when you're working with a realtor will look through what we call the MLS or the Multiple Listing Service and find homes that they think you might be interested. And you can also look on your own as well at many of the different websites, Realtor.com, Zillow.com, Trulia.com. A lot of realtors have their own websites as well. And I also encourage you to look at HUD homes, and you can find all of the HUD homes on your local MLS, as well as HUDHomestore.com. That's HUDHomestore.com. And if you're not familiar with what a HUD home is, you are certainly welcome to go back and listen to some of my previous podcasts that we go over that in great detail. But basically, as a HUD home is a property that had an FHA mortgage on it that went into default. The lender foreclosed on it, and then it came back on the market as a HUD home. So it's owned by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which is an entity of the federal government. So once you're looking, you can consider a HUD home. There are some great advantages to purchasing a HUD home. One of the great advantages is that they favor owner-occupants. So what that means is that the majority of the HUD homes have what we call an exclusive bidding period, whereas only owner-occupants can bid on a property when it's a HUD home for some sort of initial period. And what that means is that you can make an offer as an owner-occupant, meaning you're buying the home to live in as your for yourself as an owner-occupant, and that you're not going to get beat out by any investors because it has not yet been open to investors to purchase the home. And again, that's a very brief overview of HUD homes, but I do encourage you to give us a call to go over that in greater detail or switch with your lender. Get with your realtor to go over that in greater detail as well. And then you can also go back and listen to some of my previous podcasts if you're interested as well to hear more about HUD homes as well. And I just want to conclude this with you with sharing with you a couple of HUD homes that we have available right now. The first one is located in Winton, 6802 Myrtle Avenue, Winton, California, 95388. It's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, and it's priced at $117,000. That property does need a little bit of work, but it is a good candidate for a FHA 203K loan. So that could be an option for you as a home buyer. The second property, HUD home that I have available in our area, is actually up in Mariposa. The address is 4316 Spring Creek Road. That's 4316 Spring Creek Road in Mariposa, California, and that is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom manufactured home located on just over 10 acres. It's pretty much move-in ready. It's nice and private and secluded, and that would be a good option for an FHA buyer as well or a first-time home buyer. And again, that is priced at $157,000. I hope that you found this overview of the home buying process to be helpful. There's a lot of information that can come into play when you're being a first-time home buyer. So my suggestion is to start doing your research early, checking out the areas that you're interested in, researching the schools, et cetera. And then, of course, give my office, myself, or one of my agents a call, and we'd be happy to have you come in and sit down with us, go over all that information and your goals and put a plan together to help you buy your first home. And then we can also give you some lender referrals as well. We don't have a preferred lender, but we can give you multiple names and numbers so that you can interview lenders and work with somebody who you feel comfortable with. So again, my name is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. Phone number 209-385-1200. And you can find us at 920 West 18th Street here in Merced and online www.mercedhomesrealty.com. Thank you so much and hope you have a great day.